Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, my brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Joan Matthews, and it is April 29, 2020, and I come to you in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. And, folks, this is another day that we live to see the sunshine, and His grace is sufficient for us. And the Word of God said that His mercies are new every morning. So every day we wake, we see the sun coming over the horizon. It's enough for us to get on our face before God. It's enough for us to thank Him and to praise Him and to give Him the honor and the glory and the praise. We are not our own self. We have no strength and no power in us to save ourselves. We see death and destruction all around us. You know, and the Word of God said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me." We know that as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we know not to fear evil, because the Lord God, He is with us, and His rod, He said His rod and His staff would comfort us. You know, in these dark days that we are living in, many of us are going through our own storm, you know, and privately. Like for me, I just had recently had diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and I've had the surgery, and it turned out that the surgery was so long because the lymph nodes got spread all over in my neck area, and did the left side to remove the lymph nodes, and the right side has to be done, so that surgery was put off. So I am still recovering from the, amongst other things, and I need prayer out there for a full recovery, and hopefully the doctors won't have to go back in me, that the Lord will heal me, and I need your prayers. So, you know, we all are going through our own storms here, and there's a storm brewing around us, and the enemy is as a roaring lion. He's seeking whom he may devour, but we know that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And we know that the Lord God said, He said, the just shall live by faith, and it is by faith that we have to live in these last days, because we can see that the governments of this world are unable to help us. They are unable to save anyone. The powers that should not be cannot save us. They cannot help anyone. The doctors, bless their hearts, oh God, they are working 24/7. They are exhausting themselves, you know, even to the point of some of them dying from this very disease they're trying to deliver people from. Many of them, you know, there are a few that have committed suicide because of all of this, and maybe other underlying issues, but folks, we see that no one can save us from anything, not from any pandemic, not from any disease, not from any sickness, not from old age, not from disaster, not from accident. No one but the Most High God, no one but God Himself through Yeshua and the Holy Spirit. So, oh my God, if we know these things, how are we to live? The Bible said that the just shall live by faith. And the Word of God also said that it is impossible to please God without faith. So we are to trust in Him like we have never trusted in Him before. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even think or ask of Him. When I prayed and I asked the Lord, I said, "Father, Show me who you are, just as you are. Show me how you desire for me to see you. And the Lord, you know, I woke up that morning about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I woke up with a download in my spirit, with the knowledge. You know, the Bible tells us that as man sleeps, God sees their instructions and he writes things upon our hearts and upon our minds. And the Lord give me sort of like a knowledge or a foreknowledge or insight, or I wouldn't even call it a vision, because I've had visions and it's not a vision. It's like a knowledge. You know, because the Bible tells us that we are to have the mind of Christ. So if we have the mind of Christ, then we have like download. We kind of like, it's what he desires for us to know of him. So he gave me a download as to how he desires for me to see him, because it's a prayer that I have been praying. Lord, show me who you are, the way you desire for me to see you. And he showed me. He showed me like a sense of him, a vision of him, if you may say. It's not a vision, but it's the only way I can explain it, or a knowledge, or a full knowledge of who he are, as seeing him sitting, and his head, he was so big. God is so big, and so consuming. He filled the atmosphere. He filled the universe, and his head was way up into the clouds. And he was sitting, and his hand was outstretched with his palm turned up. And in the palm of his hand, he held a grain of sand. And I knew that that grain of sand represented the universe. In other words, the Father was showing me, he said, I am bigger than the universe. I am bigger than any problem that you can ever face or that the world can ever face. If he was sitting and he held the universe in the palm of his hand, and it fits in his hand as if it was a grain of sand. Just imagine how big he is. Not big in the sense of size, but how awesome and how powerful and how wonderful and how able he is to meet our needs, and how wonderful he is to deliver us from whatever it is. There is no coronavirus big enough that God can't destroy. There is no pandemic that he cannot see us through. There is no sicknesses or diseases or anything, cancer, whatever you may go into, that he can't deliver us from. So folks, you know, as today, as I was praying this morning, you know, and I was seeking the Lord God for my own self and for the world around us, you know, all the people out there that are suffering from whatever it is that each and every one of us are going through, our loved ones, and even the people out there, the homeless, you know, it just dawned on me, you know. I usually ask the Lord when I pray, Lord, help me to see through your eyes. Help me to hear through your ears. Help me to understand with your heart. And, you know, and the Lord, he grants that. He will give me, he will put it on my heart, what he desire for me to say and how he desire for me to see him or the world. And I told him, I said, Lord, I live in this world, but I am not of this world, and I still don't understand how to live and operate in this world. We make so many mistakes, even though we were raised, you know, we were born and raised in this world, and because we are not of this world, we are spirit beings. You know, it's we make mistakes over and over and over again, sometimes the same mistakes. And we can never learn to live in this world because we are not of this world. And that's the thing that the enemy doesn't want us to know. The enemy wants wants us to stay ignorant of who we are, and he doesn't want us to be enlightened as to who our Heavenly Father is, as to who God is, and as to who we are to him, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his likeness and in his image. But this morning as I was praying, you know, and, you know, the Lord was just showing me who we are and who he is and how much he loves us. He loves us so much that, you know, simply put, you know, the Lord showed me, because it was a prayer of mine, you know, for years that I asked the Lord, Lord, show me who I am, or who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. And I've prayed that prayer for a very, very long time. And, you know, eventually the Lord revealed to me who I am. He said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, you knew me and I knew you. You stood before me. I ministered to you while you praise my holy name. I showed you all the mysteries of the universe. And he said, I told you that I was going to send you on a journey in the flesh. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. And I have placed a light inside of you. And as you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. And folks, that means so much to me, and it makes me see myself in a different light, in a different way, in a different perspective, to know that I was an angelic being, and not just me. Many of you are angelic beings that came here, a part of the fallen angels, the one-third of the angels of heaven that fall. That fell, it's you and I. And so the Lord was showing me that before we were even born, I'm not just talking about born in the flesh, come here in the flesh. Before we were even spirit beings, and yes, you were spirit being before you become flesh being. Yeshua, Jesus Christ, said that you must be born again of the Spirit. He wasn't talking, he spoke with Nicodemus, he wasn't talking about being born again of the flesh. He was talking about being born again of the Spirit. So if he's saying you must be born again of the Spirit, that means you were a spirit being before you were placed in the flesh. And so you cannot be born again as a flesh being, so you must be born again as a spirit being. So, folks, the Lord was showing me that before we were even born of flesh or spirit, he knew everything about us. He knew everything. He knew who we are. He knew how wicked we would be, or a person would be. He know what we would do. He know our every sin, our every sicknesses, our every diseases. He knew us before. He would know our doubts. He knew us before we were even born. And folks, he still brought us forth as spirit beings and as flesh beings. He still brought us forth. He still did not cast us away. But what did he do? He put on flesh like you and I. And he left heaven. He left his high abode. He left his home, his place as a supreme being. That didn't stop him from being the supreme being that he is. But he didn't have to do that. He came himself. He didn't send someone else. He put on flesh and he came on this earth for you and for me. He saw us being the stinkiest, You know, I live in New York. I live in Queens, and I take the E train to go to work, and the E train is always packed with the homeless. And to be honest with you, many of them are really, really stink. And I'm not putting them down, but I'm just being realistic. And they really stink, and their clothes, like, so filthy, and they are hungry, and they have nowhere to go. And they sleep on the train, and they literally live on the train in different cars. And if two or three of them in the train, no one will go on the train because it so stink. No fault of their own. They just don't have anywhere to go. The point I'm trying to make is that the Lord God was showing me that many of us, we may not be like physically stink like a homeless person, but many of us in the spiritual sense are worse than homeless people. We are stink on the inside from sin. We are stink from sin and from our ways before God, and God smell our stench, the stench of sin coming off of us. And even so, he can sense us. Even though he see us in that way, he didn't cast us away. He loved us so very much that he came here and he gave his life for us, even though he saw us before. And he knew us before we came forth. He gave his life for us. And he didn't just do that to take our sins and to save our souls, but he did it. He did it to take away our infirmities, our sicknesses, our diseases, our pain, our hurt, our loneliness. You know, our anxiety. The Lord God did this all for you and for me. So, folks, let me tell you, we are living in serious times. We are living in perilous times. And to be honest with you, America can't help us. The president, you know, the leaders, they cannot help us. They cannot help themselves. And, you know, we are living in the end times. And the Bible said the just shall live by faith. And we have to learn to love God by asking him to teach us how to love him. Because we do not know how to love him. We do not understand how to love him. So we have to ask him to teach us how to love him and to show us how to love him, because we do not know. How can we love a perfect, holy, righteous, invisible God if he himself don't teach us how to do that? Man cannot teach us how to do that, how to love God. We cannot teach ourselves how to love God, but we have to have a desire, a yearning, a sincere desire to want to love him and to seek to love him. So we have to go to him and ask him to teach us. You know, and it's love. It's the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that will see us through these dark times, because love is light and it covers all. And when we have the love of God flowing in us and to us, that light will flow through, and we will love others the way God desires for us to love others. And that love will flow through the highways and byways and touch the heart and souls of others, because love heals. You know, if this nation loved God and do the will of God and follow after his commandments and not going around and doing our own thing, then we wouldn't be in the runt, in the mess that we're in. But America, even to all of this coronavirus, this pandemic around the world, I don't know, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't heard not one leader on TV, on mainstream media, come forth and say anything about the Lord God, the Most High God. Not one person come on mainstream media and say, not the president. The president talk about God and he talk about being a Christian and all of that, but he doesn't know the first thing about loving God. He doesn't know the first thing about who the God is. He doesn't know the first thing about, you know, about being a Christian. And he's had Pearl White in his White House, being his counselor or something. I don't know what she was doing there. But even Paula White, you would think that you would advise him to call for a National Day of Prayer or advise all Americans to start praying like we never prayed before, leading with the president coming on and opening with prayer and saying, let us all, you know, confess our sins. I mean, a leader... You know, the Word of God said that, you know, without God, without Him being the high priority, being the head of a country or a nation or a city, you know, that city can send forth the best army. They send it to protect the city. Then they're doing it in vain if God is not the leader or the king or the counselor of that nation or that city, you know. So America is pride. It's full of pride, you know, and idleness. America is full of pride, and the Bible have, you know, the Lord God, He has a lot to say about a pride. You know, in Psalm 10, verse 2 says, the wicked in his pride that persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the device that they have imagined. So America is very prideful, and there is so much persecution of the poor and minority, you know, coming from the highest realm of society. And America is so full of pride. You know, one example of them, beside all the other ways that they have been prideful, the president is a very prideful man, and they have been celebrating this gay agenda by these marches or these celebration called the Pride Parade or Gay Pride Day and all of that, and been celebrating with God's end time symbol, the rainbow. And no wonder we saw that rainbow over New York City, big and bright, you know, in these days. That's a reminder for us that the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, He's coming back. And when He come back, He is not going to destroy the world by water anymore, but by fire. And let me tell you something. Pride is something that God hates. And we have been very prideful instead of being humble. We claim we are a Christian nation, but we are far from being that. And, you know, the wicked in his pride, they do persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the device that they have imagined. So whatever you have imagined towards the poor and the needy, you're going to be taken in that same area. So in Psalms 10, verse 4, the pride through the pride, the where am I? The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not at all in his thoughts. So you can see that God is not in the thoughts of the leaders of this country. God is not in the thoughts of Donald Trump or any of his cabinet. Men, so they will not see God at all. Let me see. There are some other good ones here about pride. Psalm 73, verse 6, said, therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covered them as a garment. So the pride has been overtaken, have overtaken America. like a chain, like they're enchained or in bondage in this prideful way, and violence cover them as a garment. You want any country more violent than America in more ways than one? I don't need to get into that right now, but the Bible also said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way. And the forward mouth do I hate. And you see what's going on, how forward these leaders are and how they boast up against God, and how Governor Cuomo was saying that God didn't, you know, the coronavirus is flattening off. God didn't do it. Religion, you know, religion didn't do it. But I did it. We did it. We did it of our own self. They didn't help. God didn't help to flatten the curve. But I know, you know, pride got before fallen. America is fallen. Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen, and there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, because the leaders are very prideful against the Most High God. When pride cometh, first Proverbs 11:2, when pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. So, you know, after pride is shame. America is being shamed right now. America is pitiful. Very pretty pitiful. In Proverbs 16 verse 8 tells us, it said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So pride goeth before destruction. What comes after pride? Destruction. America is prideful and very haughty. It's very haughty, I should say. They're very haughty. They have this uplifted way about themselves. The way they speak, the way they carry themselves, the things they do, they bully other countries. You know, they persecute and cast down the truth to the ground. They persecute God's children. They enslave the children of Israel, you know, here in America, through bringing them over from Africa. They hate anybody who doesn't look like them, you know, and America has violated the ways of God in more ways than one, and so we are here, and there's no one in the government or in high places that's seeking after God, because guess what? They are of their father the devil, and the work of their father they shall do. And if they're not doing the work of God, if they're not seeking after God, if they're not calling out to the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, then they must be serving another God, and it's not the God who created the heavens and the earth, it's the God of this world. It is Lucifer and his band of rebel angels. So, you know, America is very prideful. And in the word of God say, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before fall. So America is falling. Babylon is falling. It's falling. That great city. And, you know, there shall be war, 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 and more war. And so, folks, it took a lot out of me to do this show. You know, I'm still healing in my neck area. So I just thank you all so much, and all those of you who will send out a prayer for my healing. I appreciate it. So God bless each and every single one of you. And I pray that we pray at the Lord for faith, for extra faith, and that we seek him with all our heart, soul, and mind, and ask him for strength in these final hours of our history. And I pray that you all stay safe out there under the wings of Almighty and under the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, and pray that his blood be on the doorposts of our hearts and of our homes, that the death angel won't pass over us, will pass over us, and it won't touch anyone inside of our homes, that we will be covered in the blood of Yeshua, and I thank you, Lord God, for the shed for your blood. I thank you, Lord, for Yeshua, for coming and for protecting us and keeping us all safe. Continue to pray for the bride, for the church, for the body of Christ, and I continue to pray for all those you who haven't come to know him as Lord and Savior. He's the love of my life, and he loves us so very much. So I pray that you may take some time and just give the Lord a chance. Give him a chance and taste and see that he's really, really good. And he's the one. And if you're listening to this message, it's no accident that you're listening to it. The Lord loves you very much. And he's not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Seek him before it's too late, for tomorrow is promised to no one. Love you in Christ. Until next time. Bye.